As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading at uncertain times, we have Executive Director for the Chamber of Commerce, Shan Sheridan, on the line. Shan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing well this morning. Doing well. What do we need to know
beautiful
to start
day.
Our... It is, yeah, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, sunshine, and start of the new week, new opportunities. Mondays are always great because you get to start a new week, and I'm excited about, you know, as we see closer to the opportunity of reopening, I think it's given everybody a little bit of extra hope.
Shan, I don't know about you, but through all this COVID-19 awareness and stuff over the last month or so, I kind of get excited about Mondays now because it is a new mm-hmm. week and a new hope, you know. A lot of times we come in, it's like, oh, it's Monday. But I found myself getting excited about Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the older you get, Kevin, maybe that's part of age, is that, you know, you do look at life a little bit differently in the sense of, but I think you're right, though, the COVID-19 has certainly given us a different perspective on how we look at not only our health, but how we look at time, how we look at relationships, how we look at, you know, opportunities, and our look at the time that we've wasted. And, you know, so I've challenged people to do something different, you know, pick up the guitar, learn something, learn a new language or something during this time. Don't let it be dead time. Take the opportunity to do something. And my fingers are sore. I've been trying to figure out guitar. And Brother Fred Myers down at Creekside Music, he's a wonderful guy. And I need to get back with Fred and say, what can I do to extend my fingers? Because I feel like that's my problem. I need longer fingers.
Okay, well, practice makes perfect, right?
That's right. That's right. And we've got the time.
We can't all be Dave Matthews.
Yes, for sure.
That's right.
Shan, I saw a nice article over the weekend in the Frankfort Times written by Aaron Kennedy talking to you and Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street a little bit about just the hopes and the positive vibes we're trying to put out there for these local businesses who are doing everything they can to stay in business at this time and hopefully going to be reopening their doors. It's a positive time you're trying to throw down there at the Chamber of Commerce and the Frankfort Main Street to come out of this together and hopefully just as strong.
Well, you hit it right on the nail, Kevin, that everybody's in the same situation. Not necessarily the same situation. Some people are in bad health. Some people are struggling for their life. I get that. But everyone is in the same economic situation to a degree when it comes to small business. Not everyone is, have the savings or have the backup to just be able to lose a few days here and there or lose a month. And so I think the important part is for everybody to recognize and realize that this is a thing, this is something that's happened globally. It's not just a tornado disaster or a hurricane or an earthquake. This has happened globally, so it impacts a lot of people. And we're seeing, and I think that that's why the positive, the optimistic, attitude is that, look, as we navigate through today and get through tomorrow and see things change, hopefully for the best, better as we move through this, that we are going to see your businesses, I believe, that can even thrive. We've got a couple of ideas in the hopper. We have a board meeting this week that we're going to be going over those ideas, and we hope that we'll be able to release those maybe by next week.
What do we need to know, Shan, if there is a small business out there? Has everybody, the small businesses that you guys work with, if they need help, if they got help at this point, as far as I know you guys were helping out, filling out loans and paperwork and stuff, is that going pretty smooth?
Yeah, I mean, we if there's folks that got it, folks that haven't got it. So, some people received help, some people have not yet. We're still hopeful that the next round, if there is, I gotta believe that there will be a round, that those people that are already applied and that are in the queue will be able to be some of the first that get help regarding that. And any other application form that comes through, we have a group of people that are chamber members that are very dedicated, want to help folks. through this situation. I think between the Frankfurt Redevelopment Commission and Main Street are working together, helping some of the downtown and TIF district businesses, that's a huge blessing, a huge help, and hopefully that we can see some more dollars that are going to be opened up either statewide or regionally or even locally at some point. But right now, it's more about encouragement, hanging in there until that more dollars can come. But at the same time, start looking right now, finding ways that you can open creatively and open safely and open to the point where you can actually start generating some commerce.
You know, again, we feel like we get closer each week, and we don't want to open the floodgates yet. But I'm thinking that there's a light at the end of this tunnel here if we can keep supporting local businesses, Shan, and just keep them in businesses for maybe another month or so. You know, getting our lunch from local eateries and doing all we can to pump money into that. I think we'll hopefully be okay here in the next month or so.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think, Kevin, the other part is that you've got to remember retail, the folks that yeah. Have limited opportunity to open their doors, and can sell. You know, some folks have online presence, which is great, but, you know, some don't. And mm-hmm. I think even sending a word of encouragement to those businesses that, the lawnmower businesses, the salons, I think of like the Ellis Jewelers, the folks that have retail that are the mom and pop retail that, and some of those places like McCollum's, that maybe people are really leery about buying any big ticket item. Send them a message and say, look, as soon as this thing's over, we're coming back and we're going to come back with a lot of, help and support. So that's the good word I think that we can encourage people with is that, look, Right now we're kind of in pause, but we are going to come back and do business in Clinton County.
Well, and something that I do, Shan, even with the businesses that are currently open, I take pains. I don't care if it's a grocery. I don't care if it's a curbside pickup from a restaurant. I literally take pains to tell every one of these people, thank you for being open. Thank you for making yourselves available, because I know this isn't the ideal time, so we appreciate it, just because they never get to hear it.
Yeah.
That's true, and I tell you, I think customer service has even improved in this situation. Mm-hmm. I've been in several scenarios where I think people get taken for granted sometimes, and the customer service has not been maybe as good as it should have been. But I tell you, even in the last week, I've noticed just a friendliness, a kindness, a more compassionate way of doing commerce, and prayerfully, that will be something that will continue on. And I agree with you. And people are getting bigger tips and more tips because mm-hmm. I think when you see that, you're going, thank you. I was in a place this weekend where the line was clear around the building, and I could not believe how nice the young lady was. And I went, when I got to the window, I said, I just want to thank you for your patience. You guys are really busy. Thank you for being kind, and thank you for being customer service oriented.
Yeah, for sure. Shan, we always appreciate your time, as always, friend.
I appreciate what you do. Casper Media has been through between the Gong Show and the and this presentation leading in uncertain times, and all of the great things that you guys post and the great things that you guys are putting out there. We greatly appreciate the information, and we greatly appreciate your the music, the entertainment, all those things that make it community. And that's why I think back in the day when they had the idea of WILO community radio, I think that's the key. It is community radio. We appreciate all you do.
Shan Sheridan, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, man. God bless.
All right. And that is our WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times with our very own Clinton County Executive Director, Chamber of Commerce, Shan Sheridan.